As is the case every once in a while, esteemed guests come into the studio here at KDY, and it's a great pleasure, as always, to welcome them in. And they include Dr. Dennis Lancaster, the Chancellor at Missouri State University, West Plains, along with Dakota Bates. And Dakota, tell me if I get your title wrong here, because I've got in front of me, it says Associate Vice Chancellor for University Communications. How did
you got it.
Really?
Yeah, spot on.
The longer, you know, the longer the title, then the less money they make.
Is that right?
Well, yeah.
And the more right. they and the more they do.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah.
Well, that's right. Maybe we can just pare that down to an acronym and you'll get a big raise.
Well, I hope.
These guys are here to talk about a very special event coming up at Missouri State University, West Plains, and we'll just have them just take the ball and run with it. And Dennis, this is a very special time as we celebrate 60 years, right?
Right, yeah. And you know, it's important that we do that every once in a while. We don't do it every year, but 60 years is, I think, an important kind of milestone. And so, the campus started in 1963, and I was only a year old, so you know how old I am, but... you know, we've seen it develop in different ways, sometimes quickly, sometimes not so quickly. And higher education is an interesting animal, let's put it that way. And there are times when it thrives and there are the times when it doesn't. So we're going to celebrate that we have made it 60 years to where we are.
Fantastic. Dakota, this event is going to be taking place when and where?
Yeah, so our 60th Diamond Jubilee, we're excited to host that Saturday, September 16th. So that's next Saturday. It's going to take place at our Bell Tower Amphitheater, and we're going to run from 5 to 8 p.m. That evening. So really expecting a great turnout, and this is open to the community. Very excited. You know, Missouri State West Plains has been a staple for 60 years in the West Plains community, and so it's a good opportunity to welcome the community out to the Bell Tower Amphitheater from 5 to 8. We're going to have a concert available. Dawson Hollow is going to be performing for us, and we're going to have food trucks available, free popcorn, free cupcakes. First 60 guests are going to receive a free t-shirt, so we're going to have a big time of it.
Completely open to the public, I would assume, and if you're, especially if you're a past student at Missouri State West Plains, this would be kind of a chance to maybe meet some old friends and reminisce a little bit, Dr. Lancaster.
Yeah, sure. Really, I mean, we wanted just to say thank you to the community with this event, and while we're doing other things to celebrate, you know, some more ceremony and other kinds of things, but this is really just a big thank you, and we would love to see former students and families and others that, you know, somehow the campus has made a difference in their lives.
Dakota, this event marks a very special time, and I guess we're going to be kind of celebrating this as the year goes on, but at the amphitheater, that's great, but going to have it there because that's one of the newer things on the campus, isn't
it?
Yeah,
absolutely. So, you know, it's a way for us to showcase our campus, and, you know, we've got a lot of what started out as, it's amazing to me because I've been going through some old photos looking back to when we started in 1963 as a West Plains Residence Center, and just it's amazing to see how this campus, the footprint has expanded and the new buildings. It's just been a fun way, fun thing for me to really see how the campus has evolved in the community and just a neat thing. And of course, you know, there's a great story behind the Bell Towers. Bell Towers probably, if I had to choose my number one location on campus, the Bell Tower is that. You know, great, just a great story behind that. And come on out Saturday, September 16th, and I'll share that story with you. We don't have enough time here on the air to do that, but just I would consider it probably our staple piece on campus.
Yeah, it's a big symbol.
It is. So, and I'll tell you this, I fielded a few phone calls this week, and we do have some folks who were in the inaugural class of 1963 that are actually going to be attending this event. They're very excited about it, and we're very excited to welcome them back to campus and to you know, give them that recognition. And again, it's, as Dennis said, it's a way to say thank you to the entire community.
Dakota mentioned the word footprint. Dennis, it's remarkable how that footprint that the university has made on this town and how that footprint continues to expand. It's always moving and growing all the time, isn't it?
Yeah, we put kind of two ends of the campus together early, and that was at Kellett Hall, which was our first building, and that was it in 1963, but more into 70s. And then Looney Hall, the old Central High School, or I went to 5th and 6th grade there, and that would being the second one. So we've kind of grown between those and then sort of around that as well. So a lot of things have happened, and we thought we might even have a building coming out of the ground at the time of the celebration here. But that's going to be just after that in late October, and we can talk more about that. And that would be right there close to the amphitheater. So.
Excellent. Dakota, people that are coming back maybe for the first time in quite a while will probably be kind of surprised at what the university has done since they've been gone.
Yeah, I think so. I was reminiscing the other day. I was a student here 13 years ago, which ironically enough I was pleased to be the SGA president during the campus's 50th celebration. And it's amazing to see just over the last 10 years how much our campus has changed, just the look and the growth that we're experiencing. And I think that's just a testament to the community of West Plains and the support that we've received from our friends in the legislature to donors to just community members stepping up to the plate to say that we support Missouri State West Plains. We need it in our community, and I think it's a great thing.
Yeah. All right. This event comes up on Saturday, September the 16th. Public's welcome. Come on out and just have a great time, and you'll probably learn a thing or two maybe about Missouri State University West Plains. Things going pretty well here in the early school year, Dennis?
Yeah, we've had our issues with different things, but all in all, we're up in new students, which is huge for us, and that's part of our strategy with new programs and new sports to be the place where students want to come. So we can talk about that another day, Harlan.
All right.
When we get all the numbers settled, but things look good. You're always dealing with some issues as things happen, but it's been good. It's been a good fall.
Well, dictionary.com has added the term decision fatigue. You're not suffering from that, are you?
Well, there are times.
we can call that life.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right.
All right, Dr. Dennis Lancaster and Dakota Bates, thank you both for coming in today. We'll be, I'm sure, talking much more about the Diamond Jubilee, which is coming up on the 16th of September. Thank you both for coming in today.
Thanks, Harlan.
Thanks,
appreciate it. It's 8:47 at KDY.